Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the premier community colleges in the entire country, Northeast. We kick off this week's show, and why not, with Military Appreciation Night. It's our annual event. It's scheduled for this Thursday night as our football Tigers entertain the Coahoma Tigers in the Battle of the Tigers. And joining me in our first segment is Dustin Jones. He is in his sixth season as the assistant head coach, also the defensive line coach here at Northeast. And first of all, Dustin, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you, especially with your connection to the military. You were in the military from November 1997 to January 07, so about 9.5 years. You were stationed at Fort Benning, Fort Knox, also Schofield Barracks out in Hawaii, and then you went to Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan. So, of course, Military Appreciation Night means a lot to all of us, but maybe even a little bit more to you, Dustin.
Yeah, it does. It actually, as a veteran, I'm able to give back to the fellow veterans out there and show appreciation from the Tiger family itself. So hopefully with this event, we're able to honor and show our appreciation towards those guys.
Well, they definitely deserve it, you included. And I think it's going to be neat because we'll have a lot of different things going on with our band, with a salute. I know we'll have reps from the local Army and Marines recruiting units as well.
Correct. We work with the local Army for sure, the guys out of Corinth and Tupelo, and even out of Baton Rouge. Battalion headquarters is in Baton Rouge, so we deal with those guys a lot. They help support us as well as we return the favor and support them.
Well, speaking of support, this Thursday is a big day. Not only do we have Military Appreciation Night that night at the football contest, but also earlier in the evening, late afternoon, this Thursday at 5, we'll have an unveiling, dedication, if you will, of our Veterans Memorial right at the end of our boulevard, also with the flagpole. And I think this is another great idea to bring awareness and just show appreciation to not only yourself, Dustin, but to all military members, current and former.
No doubt. When Patrick first thought of the idea and came to me and asked me what I thought about it, there's no doubt in my mind it's something that it tears me up sometimes thinking about the appreciation that we're able to give towards our servicemen and women. And the ability to for Northeast to be able to do something like this is tremendous. And it's an emotional time. It helps me. It helps other veterans be able to know that they're appreciated.
Well, no doubt about that. And you talked about Patrick. That's Patrick Eaton, the head of our foundation, has really kind of spearheaded this deal this Thursday at 5 o'clock. And before we talk about the game itself, Dustin, I'm kind of curious, we've been talking about all this military and all of your training in the military. How has that carried over into your coaching days?
Like I tell my guys, you know, the biggest fraternity ever in the history of time is the military. The second is sports. The camaraderie that you have with sports and the military, they overlap each other. And the ability to handle situations, pressure, all of that. And it allows you to, you know, handle things differently than say, someone off the street. So to be able to work alongside brothers and inside the football team, as well as the military, like what we talk about, the camaraderie, it's huge. It's the ability to overcome and adapt with everything that you do. So that's one of the things that, you know, my military background can come over into the football side of things and the teamwork, camaraderie.
Well, that's awesome. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening, maybe connected with the 155th being deployed, I know. And so a lot of folks from all around Northeast Mississippi have also a little special connection as well to the military. All right, well, let's carry on over now into the game itself. Much needed win we need this Thursday night. Of course, Coahoma coming to town. What do you know about Coahoma? And of course, I know we didn't have the start that we wanted, but these are the games that start counting because they are now division games.
You're right. This is when they start counting. We're getting into division play. We are 0-0 in division, so that's where it counts. Cajon is a scary team. They have athletes all over the field, and they can make plays. We just have to stay disciplined, do what we are coached to do, and do what we're able to do, and we should be able to come out with a victory and start out 1-0 in division.
That would be wonderful. All the best to you, Dustin. Congratulations on everything that you achieved, and you continue to keep the military so close to your heart. That's one thing that I can, folks, I know we're just audio only, but if you could look into Dustin's eyes, I mean, you can still see how special that military, what it's meant to you, and these kind of gestures on behalf of the college really kind of validate that.
Yeah, correct. You know, I still have two brothers that serve in the military now. I still have brothers and sisters still out there in the military that I support and follow daily to make sure that they're safe and they do everything they're supposed to do to get back home to their loved ones every day as well.
Sounds wonderful. All the best Thursday night.
Thank you very much.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. My next guest is the Vice President of Institutional Advancement and Executive Director of the Development Foundation and Alumni Association here at Northeast. He is Patrick Eaton. And Patrick, as always, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for the opportunity, Will.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. And been here 18 years now at Northeast. And I know you got a big deal coming up this Thursday. And we touched on it just a little bit with Dustin earlier in the show. But this Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we've got the Veterans Memorial Dedication here on the Northeast campus. That's been a lot of work. And maybe just bring us an update on that whole process of making this, actually this dream come to fruition.
Well, I'll tell you what, first and foremost, I just thank the veterans for their service each and every day. It's been a wonderful opportunity to get to work on a project of this significance and be here on campus. With that said, though, it's been a long time coming. It's because of great things are happening here on Northeast Community College campus. We had started really kind of kicked off the idea really at the end of 2015, and then in the year 2016, started doing some fundraising. It was going to need, we thought, round maybe $20,000 to $30,000, ended up needing about $20,000 to do the project. And about that time, we were able to land a huge Department of Transportation grant that really just modernized our whole boulevard and some sidewalks and things that we were needing here on campus. So when we did that, we had to kind of just stop about the installation of the monument itself, because we wanted to make sure all the infrastructure, because they did put a lot of electricity, new lines under the streets and around those sidewalks. But with that said, it's all completed.
Well, how about that? We talk about the big deal on Thursday. How about an agenda? What can we expect this Thursday when it comes to, I know it starts at 5 o'clock.
Yes, it does. We have a great evening planned, and there's a lot of different parts to it, but I'll just kind of take you through it first of all. The first thing we're going to do, obviously, is we're going to have a tailgate there at 5 o'clock, and everyone knows where the fountain area is, and we're going to set a podium up and a microphone overlooking that area, kind of be elevated. And I'll just begin. I don't really want to call myself doing the welcome, kind of more just of a kind of an MC, kind of introducing people and introducing the project just a tad. But for the most part, we'll start out with our wonderful Tiger Band, which will be the backdrop to us. And what they're going to do is I'm going to bring everyone to attention, and they're going to do the national anthem for us.
How about that?
It's going to be wonderful. Brian Mitchell and Jason Bechtel's got them ready to go. They're ready to do a military appreciation night anyway, so we're going to have a really good rendition of what they're going to do down on the field just in about, you know, 45 minutes after that. So we'll start out with that, and then, of course, I'm going to introduce our great leader here on campus, President Ford, and he's going to have some comments to say about what we've done with the project, and I'm sure how excited he is to see it to come to the end here. And then I'll bring up Mayor Chris Lindley from Boonville, who is also a partner project in this as well. They helped provide some funding to pay for, you know, the actual installation of that with some concrete and things that helped us. Anything we could do, you know, to pull different resources, that's what we did, and everybody was ready to jump on board with that. The next thing that we'll do is I'll have a little recognition of guests. Of course, I'm going to make a big deal of our veterans. We'll have a lot of them on hand, and we'll certainly try to acknowledge them as best we can. Then we'll also acknowledge, we'll have some state legislators there. Also, I've invited all of our donors to come and be a part of that if they would like to be, because that's how we were able to do this. And then I do have a kind of just a list of some other folks, Bobby Goddard and Larry Ross, who were in the beginning of this project. They're both veterans and thought this would be something of interest and had a meeting with President Ford and then with myself. And so I'll certainly recognize their contribution in this effort as well. And then I'll have Weston Coggin, the SGA president. He'll be there with us as well. And they'll be all there, all those groups, and a couple other folks will be there, and we'll do the actual unveiling after all those speak. I'll invite everyone up from, you know, down in the fountain area before we actually unveil it. We've got it kind of neat where we're going to have, I think you've seen some of the flags, mm-hmm. you know, that are in our band.
Right.
They're going to kind of cover up the monuments at that time.
Mm.
But I also have bought some, I guess they're more like a silk or satin type sheet, and covered up those monuments, of course, in the red, white, and blue.
Absolutely.
And then we'll go, the flags will unveil, then we'll move some folks over there and we'll actually unveil that and let everybody see the markers where people have donated. It'll be on the edge of the sidewalk there, and then they'll obviously get to see the actual monuments in place. We'll see how I can do this over airwaves, but essentially it's this black granite with all of you know, you got the Navy, you got the Air Force, you've got the Marine Corps, you've got the Army, you've got the Coast Guard, and you got the National Guard on all of those. Then you're going to have some real nice words to our veterans and their sacrifice that they gave. But what's going to be really neat is these have been laser etched. And I can't really explain what 3D looks like on granite, but if you can just imagine what you've seen in 3D, this is what it does. And it's got some old battleships. It's got some stealth fighters on it. It's got a nurse that was in the military giving a soldier a shot. There's lots of different imagery on there. So it's going to be something really neat to see and be proud of here on campus.
No question about that. And then, of course, it carries on. You go down to the football stadium.
Yes, yeah. We're looking forward to that big aspect of it, too. As you heard, all of our guests, if they are able to, some of them won't be able to. They're just attending one part of it. But we'll certainly invite them to come out on the football field, and we want to introduce them and to our crowd, our home crowd, which I know will be really great to see all of the veterans there and be proud of that part of it. Then, of course, we're going to introduce our state legislatures, any of those that are able to make it as well. And another big component will be the donors that gave to the actual monuments. And then I have another aspect that I do, not that I don't have enough that day, Will.
Oh, my goodness.
But I've got another list of folks that have been very important to our campus. And they're just a part of the $500,000 that comes in annually to the campus via scholarships for our students. So I'll have a lot of donors there and the students there, and we'd make some pictures with them, but we bring them out there on the field as well as a group and introduce them to the home crowd and tell them how much we appreciate them. And this is something that we've been doing for the last couple of years. The donors love the opportunity to come a game, mix it up with the students in a fun atmosphere. As you know, it's a lot of fun down there.
Well, it's exactly right, and I tell you what, it is a neat deal down there on the field with that. And, folks, I know you can tell just by listening to Patrick Eaton talk, but this guy can fundraise with the best of them. In fact, I'm still proud to say that you were recently awarded the top community college fundraiser in the entire nation, and you're continuing that on so many different fronts, including the Field of Dreams campaign. I mean, the trees are down, the dirt's being moved around, and that stadium will be here before we know it.
I tell you what, that's been a wonderful project yet to be a part of. Again, the community stepped up. You know, we're looking at approximately about $500,000 or so. Not quite there, but I do have some larger donors looking to see what that thing is going to look like, and I think they're going to want to put their name on a few other things there too. So we're excited about that. I'm excited for our community to be a part of it. I'm excited about our campus actually having something that, you know, it's another 10 acres of land that was basically doing, you know, nothing. You know, it wasn't doing anything for our community. But now with this, we'll have people coming in literally from all over the country wanting to see this state-of-the-art facility. And I'm glad to be a small part of that.
Patrick, I'll tell you what, we are so thrilled to have you be a part of that equation. Keep up the wonderful work, and in case somebody would like to donate, whether it's scholarships or Field of Dreams, what's the best way that they can get a hold of you?
best way to probably get a hold of me is just pick up the phone and give me a call at 720-7165. Email me at dpeaton@nemcc.edu. Just see me in the Walmart line where I've gotten about half of my donations lately.
Really? You're on a roll?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, this guy's got the switch on 24/7, 365. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
As for what's happening at Northeast, homecoming made first ballot will happen. Of course, it started yesterday. It ends today. Students need to check their email for an email from Ballot Bin to vote. Northeast Bookstore will continue its apparel sale through Friday, September 14th, 25% off on all apparel at the bookstore. NEMCC's Counseling Center is currently looking for tutors to help other students in subjects where they need assistance. Tutors are a paid position. Now, students looking for a little extra help in their courses can seek that help from the Northeast Tutoring Service by first talking with their instructors and seeking a referral from the instructor for tutoring and contacting the Counseling Center in Ramsey Hall. What else is happening at Northeast tonight? SGA will have an ice cream social at 7 p.m. in the Haney Union. Tomorrow, Phi Theta Kappa Blood Drive Black and Gold Room from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that PTK Blood Drive will continue on Thursday from 10:30 to 2:30. Also tomorrow, WTVA will be live on our campus doing its spotlight on Boonville in front of our union at 4 p.m. Thursday, Health Fair, Claude Wright Room, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, it's a football game day, which means pep rally in the quad at 12:10 to 12:40. Veterans Memorial Dedication at the end of Cunningham Boulevard. Once again, a reminder, that's near the fountain from 5 to 5:45. Tailgate will be going on in the quad at the same time. Of course, it's Legislative Appreciation Night. We'll honor the legislators before kickoff, which, by the way, against Gahoma is set for 6:30. On Friday, it's the last day to apply for December graduation. On Monday, Voter Drive, Patterson, Anderson, and Union. Also, PTK Induction, Claude Wright Room at 5 to 6:30. Continuing Education Certified Nursing Assistant course start in Boonville on Monday. That's a Monday and Thursday nights from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Continuing Education Certified Nursing Assistant course starts in Ripley Monday and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 9:30. Also next Tuesday, Honors Institute Induction. I'm looking forward to speaking at that one. That goes from 5 to 6:30. SGA will have game night in the office in the union at 7 p.m. That's board games, Yahtzee, and other traditional games to entertain our students for a few hours. And our new Student Success Center will have its ribbon-cutting ceremony next Wednesday, September 19th at 11 a.m. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special thanks, as always, to Michael Miller for everything that he does behind the scenes each week. So, for Dustin Jones, for Patrick Eaton, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying so long. We thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.